So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
They
that's
would take care of us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.
You're listening to Awkward Sex History, brought to you by Awkward Pillow Talk. If you enjoy what you're listening to, check out some of our full-length episodes at awkwardpillowtalk.com. So let's talk about Catherine the Great. One of the most powerful rulers in history. She expanded the Russian Empire, reformed the government, and turned Russia into a global powerhouse. But do we remember her for all of that? No, of course not. We remember her for a ridiculous, totally made-up sex scandal involving a horse. That's right, an actual horse. Here's the story you've probably heard. Catherine was supposedly so friendly with her lovers that when she ran out of human options, she turned to a horse. And depending on which version of the rumor you're hearing, she allegedly died in the process. Yep, you heard that right. The story goes that Catherine the Great met her end by trying to get it on with a stallion. How's that for a royal legacy? But here's the kicker. It's all completely made up. Catherine did not, I repeat, did not have sex with a horse.
It's just one of those nasty rumors that people spread because they didn't like the idea of a powerful woman doing whatever the hell she wanted. Catherine died of a stroke, not from some equestrian experiment gone wrong. But the horse rumor, that stuck like glue, and I'm sure if she knew about it, she'd be rolling in her grave right now. But let's rewind and talk about how this all started. Catherine came to power in 1762 after overthrowing her own husband, Peter III, in a coup. And once she was in charge, she ruled for like 34 years, which makes her the longest reigning female monarch in history. Well, one of. But despite all her achievements, what people couldn't stop gossiping about was her love life. You see, Catherine had a thing for younger men. When I say younger, I mean much younger. She was known to take lovers who were sometimes decades younger than her, which back in the 18th century was about as scandalous as you could get. But hey, when you're running an empire, I guess you get to set your own rules. She wasn't shy about her sexual relationships either. She'd keep her lovers around, give them titles, money, land, you know, all the perks that come with dating an empress. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Catherine's love life wasn't just some private affair. It was pretty much public knowledge. She didn't care who knew about her lovers. She'd parade them around court, give them very cushy jobs, and basically flaunt the fact that she was having the time of her life. She was like, yeah, I'm running Russia, and I've got a hot young lover. What are you going to do about it? And of course, the men of the court were not thrilled. A powerful woman calling the shots and enjoying herself? Scandalous. That's when the rumors really started to fly. The people who hated Catherine, the ones who couldn't stand the fact that a woman was out there leading an empire, spreading all kinds of nasty stories about her, and the horse thing. That was just the grand finale of all the rumors. People started whispering about how Catherine's sexual appetite was so insatiable that no man could satisfy her. So naturally, the next logical step, according to these brilliant rumor mongers, was to say she turned to animals. And because this was the 18th century when people had way too much time on their hands, the story caught on. Fast. But the truth is, Catherine was a savvy political leader. She used her relationships to strengthen her position. Many of her lovers were her political allies, and some of them helped her in very practical ways, like putting down rebellions or negotiating with foreign powers. In other words, Catherine knew what she was doing both in and out of the bedroom. Now take one of her most famous lovers, Grigory Potemkin. He wasn't just a pretty face, he was actually a military genius and helped Catherine expand the Russian Empire. The two of them had a very public relationship, and it's rumored that they even got secretly married. Potemkin was one of the few men who Catherine truly respected, and he helped her rule Russia with an iron fist. But after him, she kept a steady stream of younger men as companions. She had a thing for promoting her boyfriends, too. One of her lovers, Stanisław Poniatowski, even became the king of Poland, because that's how Catherine ruled. She didn't just give her lovers titles, she gave them kingdoms. That is a boss move. And now, let's not forget her unique approach to breaking up. When Catherine was done with a lover, she didn't just toss him to the side. Nah, she'd set him up with a palace and a fancy title, a comfortable retirement plan. She was like the Oprah of royal breakups. You get a mansion, you get a mansion, and everyone gets a golden parachute. In the end, though, Catherine the Great was more than just her love life. She reformed Russia's legal system, expanded its territory, and turned the country into a European power. But for some reason, what people remember are the rumors. Maybe it's because we just can't resist a good scandal, especially when it involves royalty and a lot of awkward social gossip. So let's set the record straight. Catherine didn't die in some bizarre horse-related incident. She was one of the most powerful and influential rulers in history, and her love life, while colorful, was far less scandalous than people made it out to be. In conclusion, Catherine the Great was just that. But if there is one thing we can take away from her story, it's this. No matter how much power you have, people are always going to find a way to make it awkward. And that's the legacy, folks. Conquer half of Europe, but what do they remember? That time you supposedly hooked up with a horse. You just can't win. If you want to listen to more awkward stories, check out our podcast, Awkward Pillow Talk. You can go to awkwardtalk.com or Virginity Snatchers to find out about one of the most legendary sex stories you've ever heard. Catch you next time.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx. So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.